In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Brothers and sisters, when we go through the events of the Gospel in our services, we sing about them and then we read the text about them. And if you listen carefully, you will not only learn the events and learn the theology, but you'll learn humility. Because you'll see how often mistakes were made that in retrospect for us are very obvious, but they weren't obvious at the time. Sometimes the mistakes were made by people who were good, like for instance Martha and Mary, who said, "Oh Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." The fathers are quite clear about this. They didn't understand that he was God, because God is everywhere. Sometimes the mistakes are made by those with evil intent, such as, for instance, the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the ruling elite who plotted to have Christ murdered. And we have a reading today and much singing about it, about our Lord coming into Jerusalem on the colt, the foal of an ass. That's prophesied directly in Zechariah, and we read it today. The Jews knew this reading, and yet, when all the miracles occurred, people were raised from the dead, and the blind being able to see, and the lame walking, and the deaf able to hear, and the mute speaking, and then a man comes on the colt, the foal of an ass, and people cry, "Hosanna," meaning "God saves," and they didn't see. They didn't understand, even though they knew the scripture. There's another scripture that's even more startling, in that the exact coinage, the exact amount of the transaction of Judas selling our Lord, betraying him, is in Jeremiah. 30 pieces of silver. It's exactly what they paid for him to Judas. And they didn't see that either. This should teach us something. They weren't stupid men. They were sinful, benighted men. And even the ones who are not so much sinful and benighted, I don't think we should call Mary and Martha sinful and benighted, or our great apostle Peter, who denied the Lord 3 times, sinful and benighted. Just ignorant, because it takes time to learn all things and to be filled in all ways with God. It's the same with us. It should teach us some humility. Because what would we have done in that situation? We wouldn't have understood either. So if you look carefully at the services, Palm Sunday is a great example. All of Passion Week, there are examples of people making mistakes because of not understanding. Not quite getting it right. Sometimes, as I said, because they were evil, having evil intentions that clouded their thinking, and sometimes just because they just had not matured enough yet. They just had not learned enough. And let us hope that we are in that latter category. There's a lot we don't know, a lot of mistakes we make. Let's have some humility as we go through the Passion Week. And let us, as I've told you before, personalize the Scriptures and listen to them as if we are there. I don't mean to make it in some sort of passion play or drama. No. But just to consider that we are weak and there's many things we don't know and many mistakes we make, many things we don't understand yet, things that we believe that are not correct, things we do that are not right, and we don't even know it yet. Let's have some humility. That's what these services and the scriptures that surround them, or that the services are constructed around, I should say rather, should teach us. The blessing of the Lord be upon you through His grace and love for mankind, always, now, and ever, and unto the ages of ages.